The presenting sponsor of Moon Tower Soccer is FVF Law.
To find out what makes FVF a different kind of injury law firm, you can visit FVF.law.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Moon Tower Soccer. I'm Steph Craniola.
And I'm Mike Craniola.
And today, we're all about more boys than usual. Different boys.
I was going to say, I don't know so much that this is about boys so much as this is about the opponent that we'll be facing.
Yeah.
We had an idea that, you know, the national media says a lot of stuff about Austin FC that we don't necessarily agree with here locally.
They can't know everything.
They can't know everything about every team.
Exactly. Any national pundit is going to have a much broader and vaguer idea of our team than we do.
And so I said, what if we ask people about their own teams?
Wild idea.
And so we're going to try it out. This is the first in a series that we're hoping to start where we will interview media members from other organizations, you know, learning about the team that we'll be facing on this upcoming weekend. And so I'm a little bit nervous about double game weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But at the very least, we'll try and see how tenable this is. We want to give a special shout out to Anna Maria, our first guest.
Yeah, it was really great to get to talk to her, and she's very cool. And it was so fun to get to have some insight, like your goal was, to actually understand a little bit about the team from an internal perspective.
Yeah, so let us know if you like this content, if you want to hear more from other local media folks across the league for the teams that we're going to be facing. And yeah, thanks so much. We love you. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in here to the inaugural opponent spotlight here presented by Swoon Tower Soccer. I am Mike Craniola.
And I'm Steph Craniola.
And today we are joined by Anna Maria from the Wannabe Fans podcast.
Yes, I also represent the City SC Report, which is another podcast and website that is about City SC news.
Awesome. We can't thank you enough for joining us. We're so excited to try out this new feature. This week, the Moon Tower guys talked to Max Bretos earlier to preview the match from the Apple TV announcer perspective, right? But sometimes what we've noticed when our national announcers talk about Austin FC, the media view of a team can be either more general than specific, or maybe sometimes based on a like older narrative, right?
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, we wanted to try out this new idea for previews where we reach out to a local podcaster or a local media person who covers the team that we're going to be playing.
So thank you, Anna Maria, for being our first guest on this new segment.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
We're really excited to have you. I reached out to Chris Zimmerman, who is a friend from City, and he recommended y'all highly. And we're so excited to get to chat with you, get a little bit of insight into how St. Louis is doing this year, some of your predictions for this weekend, and just in general, how you're feeling about your season.
Yeah. To kind of kick off here, though, I'd love to know a little bit more about yourself. Could you tell us kind of how you got into fan media and where that's taken you?
So it's kind of, it's been a strange path. I actually come from a different sport. I'm a fencing coach full time, and I used to referee fencing at the national level in the United States. So it's not the first sport that I've been into, but I feel like it's the first sport that I've ever been a fan of. And back in like August of 2022, I went to my first game. I was visiting a friend out in Cincinnati. So we saw Cincinnati play Atlanta, and I was in the supporter section and I had no idea what was going on. And it was just this amazing experience. And I was like, I need more of that. Realized that we were just getting our own MLS team at that point in time, and was like, oh, I need in on that. I need to do this. This is really fun. Managed to get season tickets for last year and just had a complete blast. My friend Christina Kirtner and I, we started a podcast even before the season started called Wannabe Fans, as you brought up before. And it was kind of this documentary of like my journey to become like a soccer fan, because like I didn't know anything. I just knew I loved the environment and I wanted to know more. And so we've kind of approached it with the perspective that anyone can be a fan, and you know, there's room for everybody within soccer.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun.
That's so good. That's so much of what we want to do here with Swoon Tower and with these previews. So that's so exciting. Steph, you,
I got a big important question.
I was gonna say, you made a note here that I think is really important to highlight the bond that our two clubs have.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know this, I don't know if you're familiar with the Austin FC pre-show vibe, but we have a local shelter who brings an adoptable dog to every match. Yeah, and part of the normal Swoon Tower show, we interview that dog. We get a lot of insight on what the dogs are feeling in Austin. And I know that in City, y'all have like, it's like a puppy bowl. It's a whole like dog experience outside your stadium. Is that like a one-time thing last season? Is it every game? Is it back? Tell us about the dogs.
So I don't know if they do that every single game, but I have seen it at more than one game where they have, because, you know, Purina is our sponsor, mm-hmm. where they have the dogs there. I went to the kickoff event and Purina was there just handing out like bags of dog treats and cat treats for delivering home to their pets. Like there's a huge focus on like having a pet of the match, which they put up on, you know, the boards and everything. So you can see that. And they actually are, I think, the only MLS stadium where you can actually bring a dog. They have like seating where you can bring like two dogs per four people in the little booth, and you can actually bring your dog to a game.
That's so cute.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What's been the craziest pet of the match? Like, is it always like a dog or a cat, or do you have like a hedgehog up there?
I've only seen dogs and cats so far.
Okay.
I've only seen dogs and cats, but I think that they would put in space for more if people submitted them, because, you know,
it's just like a call to everyone in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So St. Louis, if you're listening, you should probably submit your strange pets as well.
That's really fun. I love that. It's such a, like, as you're talking about getting into the sport and creating an environment where people want to go and want to experience it, that's such a great little perk for folks to get to bring their dogs.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I think it matches too with St. Louis, or at least the national narrative of St. Louis, right? The high press, the like chasing after the ball style.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it.
Oh, I'm hated
making,
that.
I'm making a sweaty segue here. Because one of the things that Max Bretos talks about, of course, is that St. Louis high press that y'all are famous for, and the quick transition play, and you know, that kind of national narrative. From a week-to-week perspective, is that an accurate perception of your team's style?
So I'm not entirely certain on this, because at least for like the last four games, I've only been able to see two of them. So I missed watching both the CONCACAF games that we had. I think that depends on how we're feeling. I feel like we've got big feelings sometimes about what we're doing, and that when the team is really together and when they're really gelled with each other, that is like, absolutely, that's our lightning thing that we are able to do so well. But if anyone's just a little bit off, I feel like it falls apart.
Well, that's a really like interesting segue into the next point, is with this push, we saw y'all come out of the gate so hot last season, and then it felt like it kind of tapered off a little bit midway through around June. So do you feel like that's a sustainable style of play to root yourself into?
So I think that with any team, you always have to make adjustments, right? Because I think that we were able to shock people because there were such low expectations of us coming into last season. And I do think our coach, Riley Carnell, is a phenomenal coach. Every time that I've been able to hear him speak or interact with him, it's very much like very on point, very much he has a vision, he has a plan of what he wants to happen. But I don't know if like what happened last season was people kind of caught on to what we were doing and they were able to make those adjustments back, because there's always a push and pull in any sport where if somebody's winning a lot, then the style of play against that person changes. And then the style of play against that has to change again so that they can overcome now how people have adjusted to them. And I feel like we kind of started slowing down at the wrong time last year, given the fact that people had seen us play enough to be able to come up with their own way of like locking us out.
Yeah. Given that, right, I know a lot of that style of play change was, oh, City doesn't want the ball, so we'll just give it to them.
Yes. Yes. And then there were also some special things that I think happened last season. I cannot remember which game it was. There was one game that I was watching and I was just like, oh, they're just going to like have three people on Klaus the entire time.
Yeah.
And they're just going to not let Klaus score at all. And this was before he got injured. And it was very much, I want to say it was against Minnesota. And it was the first game that we had like a loss at home, I think. And it was very much a, they just didn't let us pass the people we wanted to pass to sort of thing. Yeah.
As a team in Austin here that is heavily reliant on one player, that can be a problem sometimes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now that said, what is y'all's current form right now, including unfortunately the CONCACAF, because that's kind of our like our total picture of your team at this point, right?
We've done very well at home. Okay. So I know that I know that like the environment of the stadium is ridiculously hot, like sold out every time, very much like very loud, very exhilarating to be there. And I think that our team thrives on that. And I don't know if they thrive so much on not having that when there's an absence of it. I feel like it's a little soon to tell, but I'm hoping that the last win that we had built some momentum for us, because it really felt like I was watching a different team play than like this last game than I did the end of the past season. Tell you more about that.
Yeah.
So we picked up a couple of new players, right? And a couple of them have come back from injuries. So I thought that on this past Saturday when we were there, it was very, very electric in that some players are getting more time than other players. And I actually asked Coach Carnell after the game at the post-game conference how he picked the starting 11, because it was a combination that we had not seen before. And it was a very different combination from what we've seen before. Klaus didn't start, for example. We had like some newer people that were starting for us. So like Thomas Totland, for example. And it was, he told the press that he basically just picked the healthiest 11 players that he had at that point in time. But I think that people rose to the occasion, and it was very much a, like, they wanted to prove, hey, I belong here, even though I'm not always the person who starts for this team. And I felt like that was a very different experience from some of the play that I've seen in the past. And at the end of last season, we were kind of doing the same rotations. I also think that this was a 4-3-2-1 versus a 4-2-2-2, which is what we were doing a lot at the end of last season. So it was very much like a style change up as well with like how we were positioning our players.
Cool.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
We're super jealous because like in Austin, we have barely enough to field the starting 11.
I mean, it was the healthiest 11, I was like, that's such a mood.
Yeah.
It was,
who has 2 feet that are working?
Right. Well, it was our fourth game in less than 2 weeks. I think it was our fourth game in 11 days. And it was very much a, well, I'm just going to pick the people who I think are the healthiest and can handle this.
Like a preview, Ana Maria, we have
5 open roster spots right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
that sucks.
So just
would that we were not.
Yeah, just as a heads up, like that is what you can look forward to on Saturday is barely being able to fill a starting 11 and a bench.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, well, players are our key to success. What do you think, just having seen the first couple of matches? I know it's super early in the season, but even though there have been some shakeups, what do you think are going to be the keys to a full successful season for y'all?
So the players, you mean?
Just in
anything,
general.
Anything, yeah.
In general, things I think would lead to a successful season for us is if we continue to drive and not rest on how we finished last season. So I don't think that that's the narrative that's being pushed to the players by the coaches. Just based on what I've heard, it sounds like they're very much on the, we need to take our failures and use them to drive us forward, because there was disappointment that we went out in the first round last season. And there was disappointment that we went out this early in CONCACAF. And it was very much a, well, let's take that and turn that into something good. And I think that if we can continue to just learn from failure, that's going to help. I also feel like the players are very competitive with the roster spots right now for like who's going to start and who could start. And I feel like this last game kind of proved that, where you had some different people starting and playing most of the game and doing like phenomenal with it. So I'm hoping to see more shakeups like that, that aren't just due to us having the healthiest 11 out there, but rather these people really deserve this shot, you know? So I think that if we're willing to take some risks, if we're willing to, you know, sorry, my dog was just going up the stairs. You might have to edit that out.
We love it.
But, yeah, it was great.
We're leaving it in. That's Swoon Tower content.
Yeah. So, okay. But the... Sorry, I lost it now.
No, that's great.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, maintaining competition across roster spots feels really valuable. I have heard that's good for a club. I have yet to see it for Austin, but I am excited for one day that to be true.
Yeah.
Kind of moving off of that, who are currently the most important players on your team and why?
Ooh, okay, I love this question. So I've got people that are kind of my favorites for different reasons and that I think are important for different reasons. For example, Celio is one of our midfielders and he scored the first goal this past game. And I think that he brings a different kind of energy than the other players do, because he's a little scrappier on the ball. He's very, you know, driven and very, 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 very like fiery with what he does. And I think that when we lost Stroud this past season, he kind of had some of that grit. And I think that you have opinions about Stroud. I think I heard that from Chris.
From Chris?
Yes. I think that's ringing a bell.
Yeah. So, we don't mention him by name.
Chris and I have gone back and forth quite a few times about Jared Stroud, but it's all,
I was sad that he left us. It was a sad moment for me.
He was killing it for y'all.
Yeah, he was. And again, like that kind of like scrappiness and that passion, I think that Celio has that. And I would like to see more of that this season. I mean, Berkey is Berkey. I mean, goaltender of the year this last season. So that's kind of what it is. But then like for defenders, I really, really like Tim Parker, I think, as just a leader in general. Like when I had a chance to interact with him at an event earlier, he's just very much like this, he's like a big guy and he's kind of like a brick wall bruiser, but it's very much like, I think that he's the person who really is like the calm, thoughtful guy on the team, is kind of the impression that I get. And he's great out on the field as well, just doing what he does best with running into people and tackling them and fouling them up. So,
and scoring headers against Austin FC.
Yes, that's true. True. That was the first goal that we ever had. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. He was very good at that in Houston. And he is very good at that in St. Louis. This weekend, he's one of my keys to like shutting down if we want to be successful here.
Yes. That's probably a good idea. Because he's brutal. But I think that the other one that I really liked, that I like the way that they're playing right now, is Totland, who's a newer defender for us. And he's just everywhere. I don't know how he does it, but I feel like every time I look on and I'm watching, he just is up and down and all over the place and able to do so much. So that's always kind of fun too.
That's great. Yeah. I guess piggybacking off of that, how we've heard how you feel, what's the local narrative like around St. Louis this year? What is the, you said the stadium atmosphere is phenomenal. I don't know if you're part of any supporters groups or if there's any chatter online, barring Twitter, because that tends to skew everything negative. But
yes,
what is what's everyone feeling?
So I am in a supporters group. I'm the St. Louis City Punks. It is basically what I found after being in, kind of associated with some other groups, and they've been nothing but welcoming and wonderful. And they're also new to soccer. You know, they're not an old group or anything. So I felt like I fit right in, and I've loved that experience. And they're overwhelmingly positive about things. There's a couple of people in the group who every time we post a win, like in all caps, will just be on Discord and being like, "We're winning the cup," like, yeah. And you know, posting that sometimes on Twitter and other things. And it's just, it's fun. I feel like the city overall is very, very hungry for the team to be here. And there's definitely a niche that's being filled by the team in terms of performance, because I mean, Blues and Cardinals haven't been the strongest lately in some ways. I'm not really a hockey or baseball person, so hopefully no one comes after me for that. But yeah. So anyway, we've got a little bit more going for ourselves. So I feel like general attitude is very much like games are desirable to go to. People want to be there. People want to interact with it. People want the content, et cetera. Now, I do stay off of the Facebook groups and the subreddit.
Smart.
And Twitter.
Smart.
Because I know that you wanted my perspective in some ways, because I have more of a different perspective being a woman and being like a part of this sport. But it seems like there's just a lot of angry, typically male fans who are like, "Team sucks. They need to do this and this and this." And it's like, "But we won. Why are you saying we suck?" Because it's not the same as the wins last year, but like, we won. What more do you want? Like, that sort of thing sometimes. And it's just the negativity just gets to me. So I kind of avoid that.
Yeah. I guess locally in my soccer nerd circles, you know, a lot of the questions that we have around last year's city team were like, was that overperformance in XG? Is that something that's sustainable this year? Are those conversations that are happening now with your team, like locally, is that a concern that y'all have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are definitely people who are like, "That was a fluke. We're not going to get there. We're going to end up at the bottom this year and it's going to be awful." And they're very negative about the whole thing. And I think there is that fear though, because we did do so well in our inaugural season that it's like, can we meet that standard again? And I know I mentioned already, like when we're at home, we tend to play a lot better. I think that that's standard for MLS in general. Mm-hmm. I had looked up statistics on that at one point, and like home games for people tend to be a lot stronger than away games, which I think speaks to the unique environment of soccer. But I don't know, like there is definitely that concern. And I like to consider myself a realistic idealist, where I believe that we are going to do the best that we can. I believe that we're going to do well, and I don't necessarily go negative Nancy on everything that is going on.
Sure.
I love that. That's a really like relatable point of view to come at things from.
Yeah, it fits a lot of our brand. And then I guess the kind of last question I have around narrative is like, is like St. Louis in the summer is hot. Oh, is God. Your play style like sustainable for that experience? Right. A lot of people are talking about Jurgen Klopp having, you know, being out of contract at Liverpool, and like, where might he go in Austin? People are like, "Oh my God, I would love to have him here," but I can't think of a worse play style for an Austin, Texas summer than that, yeah. Like high intensity press, right? Like we would see dead people on the field.
Yes.
I don't want it. And so like, I know St. Louis isn't that much cooler.
Oh no, it's not. We easily get up into the 100 degrees or higher. We had some games like that last year that were absolutely miserable.
And so in those matches, is it still the same play style? Did Bradley Carnell change that up? Is it?
I don't think it is. It's hard for me to remark on like that point of last year because I didn't know as much as I know now. So it's very much like, it's hard for me to be like, did we play different then? I'm not really sure. I was just enjoying what was going on and trying to teach myself what was going on. But I would say that I know that there were games that we won for like the opposite reason. We had a San Jose game that was really freaking cold. And you could just see these poor San Jose Quakes players like shivering on the field. And it was like, okay, well, this pitch isn't for you. That's going to be our win. But I think that the same thing is like with the Heat, you just have to make an adjustment. Yeah. You know, there's going to have to be some sort of adjustment made for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. I want to hear a little bit more just about you. I feel like we've covered the team, covered the preview.
Yeah, I think we're good on the preview.
Yeah. You had mentioned as we were chatting before, your journey from not being a soccer fan at all to being a fan and being a podcaster and now having a media credential. What's that journey been like for you personally learning the sport and having the confidence and the drive to make content and keep pushing for content? Cause that's something I think that journey is really beautiful and cool.
It's been unreal. Like it has been just, I feel like I've lucked into a lot of things with just the timing of us getting the MLS team and so on. Because like, I feel like if it were 5 years from now, I would not get that media credential. Right. If it were 5 years from now, I don't think that maybe I make the podcast with Christina. I think that we're like, well, there's enough content out there. Why would we even try, sort of thing? It's been very, very good to have this experience. It's been absolutely like crazy because I'm like, I can't believe that I'm allowed to like do the things that I do sometimes. I attended the last game as press instead of as a fan, and it was like just this exhilarating experience of being able to be like, oh, I've got like access and I can ask questions of the coach and players afterward. I can like take notes while the game is going on like a laptop so that I can have a write-up later. Like it's just a whole different way of interacting with it, which just makes me feel even more involved. And it feels like I'm learning a lot more just through this where, I don't know. I just want to see how far I can go with it in some ways.
That's amazing. Well, congrats on that success and make sure you let everyone know where they can find and follow your work.
Oh yeah. So we are on, most streaming services for the podcast, which is, STL Wannabe Fans. And then the other place that I represent is the City SC Report, which is cityscreport.com. And also they have a podcast called City SC Report. I don't really contribute to the podcast. I just contribute to the website for written content. And I think both of those are also on Instagram. And there's a Facebook group for City SC Report as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. When you get out to Austin for a match, let us know. We'd love to hang out and show you around.
That would be really fun. Thank you so much, Mike and Stephanie.